Chapter 29. The decks of the Supremacy that had been in the path of the Radis's jump to hyperspace no longer existed. They had been excised as if with a surgeon's knife. Elsewhere, whether crewers lived or died depended on quirks of the mighty warship's construction, as systems failed in cascades up and down the severed halves of the flying wings. Clouds of escape pods surrounded the remnants of the mighty ship, and all channels were jammed with frantic calls for assistance. The Radis had hit left of center, sparing the section of the mega-destroyer that housed the overbridge and the throne room, which was fortunate for Hux. As the bridge descended into chaos, he had hurried to the turbo lift, connecting it with the Supreme Leader's sanctum. It wasn't until he'd stepped into the lift and used his code cylinder to access the throne room that he realized it might not work. He looked around frantically, gripped by the fear that he'd consigned himself to an ignominious end. The architect of the First Order's military domination, spending his last moments trapped in a turbo lift. But the lift descended so smoothly, Hux had no idea anything was wrong. Then the doors opened, and that illusion was snuffed out. The throne room was a scene of unfathomable carnage. Snoke's alien navigators had fled. His fearsome guards were dead. And the Supreme Leader himself lay crumpled in a heap in front of his throne. Kylo Ren, motionless, was sprawled nearby. A single glance was enough to tell Hux that Snoke was dead. But Ren was merely unconscious, his chest rising and falling. Hux stood over the Supreme Leader's body in shock for a moment, trying to process everything that had happened and calculate everything that could happen next. The First Order's flagship, which was also its mobile capital, its greatest shipyard, its best research and development facility, and so much more besides, was doomed. Yet the Resistance had been reduced to a pathetic handful of ships trapped on a backwater world, and the New Republic was no closer to resurrection. The imminent end of the Supremacy would change surprisingly little about the balance of power in the galaxy. But one thing was certain. The First Order would need a new Supreme Leader. Snoke was dead. Ren was not. Moving quietly and carefully, Hux stepped away from the Supreme Leader's corpse and looked down at Ren. His hand crept to the pistol in his holster. Kylo stirred, his eyes fluttering. Hux turned the move for his blaster into scratching at a phantom itch on his leg and took a step back. When Kylo's eyes opened, he would find the general looking down at him with apparent concern.
"What happened?"
Hux asked. It took Kylo a moment to gather himself.
"The girl murdered Snoke," he said.
The throne room lurched sickeningly around them. Hux knew what that meant. The complex system of inertial dampeners and acceleration compensators that protected the core decks of the Supremacy was failing. They had to hurry. But Kylo was confused. He braced himself, staring out in disbelief at the mangled half of the flagship and the wrecked Star Destroyers beyond it. Hux marched over to a sealed door, studying the readout next to it.
"What happened?"
Kylo asked, seeing his expression.
"Snoke's escape shuttle is gone," the general replied.
Kylo considered that. Rey had recovered first. She must have realized he was at her mercy, yet she'd left him alive, almost as if she cared for him. Well, it was another foolish, sentimental decision, and this one would be her destruction.
"We know where she's going,"
he snapped at Hux.
"Get our forces down to the Resistance base. Let's finish this."
The general fixed him with a look of disdain.
"Finish this? You presume to command my army? We have no ruler. The Supreme Leader is dead!
Kylo said nothing. Screeching speeches and superheated rhetoric were Hux's departments. Sometimes action was a far more effective message. He raised his hand, commanding the Force and directing it to coil around Hux's throat.
The Supreme Leader is dead,
Kylo said.
Hux's airway closed, and the world began to go gray. He sank to his knees before Kylo, eyes wide with fear.
Long live the Supreme Leader,
Hux told Kylo. Kylo released him, the gesture offhand and almost contemptuous, leaving Hux to gasp for air. The First Order shuttle hung in space, bathed in the dazzling light reflected from the surface of Crait. The command shuttle's cockpit was simple and functional. Rey had slipped away from the two halves of the Supremacy to a vantage point far from the First Order task force and the planet below. As long as she did nothing foolish, she knew, the craft's low profile and sensor countermeasures would keep her safe from detection until the Millennium Falcon arrived. And then, she hoped, she and Chewbacca might be able to help their friends. Rey's fingers traced the beacon on her wrist, the one Leia had promised would light her way home. But home to what? She hadn't seen exactly how many transports had escaped, but she knew it was only a handful. The First Order commanders would be bent on destroying the survivors, and Kylo would be one of those commanders. It might have been otherwise. Rey had stood over Kylo, lying unconscious on the floor of the throne room after the detonation of Luke's lightsaber. And she had seen very clearly what she could do. It would be so easy to take up his blade, ignite it, and end his life. How many lives would the work of a few moments save? How much darkness would be prevented? She had stood in the throne room and seen herself doing it. And yet, she had immediately known that she wouldn't. Luke's error had been to assume that Ben Solo's future was predetermined, that his choice had been made. Her error had been to assume that Kylo Ren's choice was simple, that turning on Snoke was the same as rejecting the pull of the darkness. The future she saw now was a range of possibilities, which were constantly reshaped by the outcome of events that seemed minor and decisions that seemed small. It was very hard not to see the future that dominated your hopes or fears as fixed and immutable, when in fact, it was just one of many. And more often than not, awareness of the Force wouldn't help you find the path through those branching, twisting possibilities. The Force could show you the future, certainly. But which future? The one that was to be? Or the one that you yourself would bring about, drawn to it helplessly? Even if that was the future you most hoped to avoid. Rey had learned that the Force was not her instrument. That in fact, it was the other way around. Just as Kylo was its instrument, despite his determination to bend it to his will. He would learn that one day, she sensed. The Force wasn't finished with him, and that meant Kylo's life was not hers to take, whatever future she thought she saw ahead of him. Rey would wait. However difficult that would be to do as the First Order warships descended on Crait. She would wait, and the future would unfold as the Force willed. That had always been true. The difference was that now, she understood it.